How far back do we have to go to see a night like that for Democrats in Monroe County?
And you've got to go back quite a ways, I think, not just to look at some of the geographical, some of the towns where we've had these Democratic gains, but also the fact that we were able to have so many wins in one particular night with one cycle. I don't know if there's going to be quite a similar year that we can really point to with this kind of results that we've had.
Your counterpart on the Republican side, GOP County Chairman Bill Rylick, said when he stepped up to the podium last night, the first words out of his mouth were, "This is national politics playing out on the local level." Is that what you see? Is that your assessment, or is it more to it than that?
Well, oddly, the local Republican Party were the only ones that tried to introduce national politics into any of these races. The Democrats that ran across the board were talking about community issues and why they wanted to serve their communities in a number of different levels for office. They all got motivated when President Obama told them to get a clipboard and be a voice in their local governments. And that's what they all campaigned on. While obviously I think Donald Trump and the presidency has made a lot more people start talking and paying attention to government, if we got a mess from last night, I think it's clearly against the dirty local politics that we've seen in Monroe County has come to an end, and the voters have clearly rejected that.
Well, there were some interesting politics going into the Democratic primary for Rochester mayor. That was a pretty tense situation. Do you feel like what happened last night will help to unify the party, or are there still fractures within the Democratic Party here in Monroe County?
I think that the Democratic Party is growing and we are constantly coming together. And Todd Baxter's race was one of those races that brought all of the different Democratic leaders together because we all knew that he was going to be the kind of sheriff that our community needed. We also know that we've seen people working across municipal lines, working with other local races this year, so we could have some of these gains. And I think that is quite a demonstration of, you know, we've now got the Democrats have now won countywide 2 years in a row in a presidential and in an off-year cycle. I think that's a clear determination on where our party's going.
We've also seen some political newcomers, Democrats, who were elected last night. Is this an area of success for the Democrats? I mean, it's not easy to get people to run for elections these days, is it?
Absolutely. It's always been a challenge to recruit candidates, let alone, you know, get really qualified candidates and volunteers that are able to back them up. And I think one of the things that, you know, if you want to talk about national politics, that pushed all of these community people to come forward and say, I'm not afraid of getting my feet a little bit dirty, of being called a partisan and trying to advocate for my local community. And we've seen a lot of people that have been able to work. They worked with the party. They worked with other leaders in the community to really help organize their communities better so they could have a voice. And I think we've clearly heard them.
So will you be the person to lead the Monroe County Democratic Party forward, picking up on this momentum headed into 2018, which is going to be a big year, not just locally, but nationally? Or is it time for you to hand things over to someone else?
Well, I still have a little while left in my term, so I think right now we're definitely going to shift on having a conversation on what have we learned, what have we known that we've worked on well, what can we share with other town leaders and Democrats in our area, and then we're going to quickly look at 2018 and all of the opportunities that we have to add some more representation there.
Jamie Romeo, chairman of the Democratic Committee here in Monroe County, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.